When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Come on. Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Angelo D'Alessandro. Angelo, are you ready to do this?
Sure, I'm very ready. Thank you for having me, George.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Angelo is the founder and CEO of Bella, an organization working to use technology to humanize banking. Angelo, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Good question. First, I do what I do because I'm having fun. I started to have fun working in the banking industry 20 years ago in Europe, working for one of the largest European banks called UniCredit. And it seems crazy, but I'm very in love with what you do and what I do and with the banking industry in general, because it seems that there is still a lot of things to improve. So we need to be disruptive and innovative and do our best, use our creativity side of the brain to make this world a better place, and also starting from banking in this case. So my background is totally focused on the banking industry, and I had the great opportunity in the last, 10 years, first working and then leading the innovation department of one of the most important bank we have in Europe. And in 2015, while I was reporting to the top management of UniCredit, I had the great opportunity to put together a team of basically entrepreneur with different mindset, and we built a bank called Buddy Bank, BUDDY, which is successfully running in Europe, in Italy now, and we launched Buddy Bank. We launched this bank that was different because first was digital only, but was different because it was the first conversational banking experience, I think, all around the world, across the world, because we founded Buddy Bank 2015-16, and then we launched in 2018, and Buddy Bank is still is doing very well, and you can message Buddy Bank for anything you need, not only banking stuff, 24/7 available, very empathetic. Actually, I'm still a happy customer. And so after that, due to the fact that Buddy Bank was built on top of a conversational platform powered by and provided by one of the most important company when we talk about AI and messaging and conversational commerce called LivePerson, 25 years old company, public company on NASDAQ, we decided to move to the US and build something new based on leveraging the experiences that we had in the past. And here we are launching Bella. We launched, actually. So we're pretty excited about that.
Nice. Well, I'm fascinated to talk with you. It sounds like I think it's all fascinating. What from your perspective, what is the role of a bank in people's lives?
Look, the normal role is that all of us, we are kind of forced to use use banks because we need to spend, get money, save money, and plan for our lives. So what I think we can do better as an entire industry is to try to work a little bit more on trust, which is the most difficult thing you can do when you work in this industry, when you try to do something for people that are your members. We don't like the word customers. We like to call all of us members or something. Especially for the banking industry today, the main, I think, problem, but it is not difficult to solve that problem, is the lack of trust. So every time we do something with a new bank, for example, you, George, or myself, we step in and we're going to in a branch, or I don't know, XYZ bank here in Los Angeles. They don't know me. I don't know them. The first thing that they think, quote unquote, is that I could be a criminal. I could be there just to fraud and to do this thing. Then little by little, why we handshaking, actually now we don't handshake anymore, but while we meet each other and I start to share my credential, it could be, okay, what I do in my life, this is my salary, this is my credit history. So they start to trust me little by little. I think this is very against our human nature. Because it is a kind of crazy dream we have, but we would like to bring back the animal instinct we have, trusting humans and doing exactly the opposite things that the banking industry is doing to protect itself, because this is something like to avoid risks. I'm not criticizing that. But I think that we should start putting people before profits and also taking some risk to trust another human being. And I'm sure that there will be the 1-3% of people that for sure they will try to do something bad, as to steal money from bank. But the rest, 97%, is there just to business with you, to put your money in their money in your the deposit network. So I think that we want to change that. We want to use our human instinct instead of basic banking processes, always respecting the rules, but this is the dream we have, and this is what we think banks should do better.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate everything you just said. Putting myself in the bank's shoes, they want to make sure that they're evaluating everybody based on just, you know, our rule number one is don't lose money. I have to imagine for probably lots of banks, right? And so yes, therefore, there's distrust. It's sort of like maybe trust but verify kind of a thing. All right. So, and yeah, if I could have a more human experience with my bank, I think why wouldn't I want that? And I'll be very honest with you, as I am with everybody on the show, is that I think that some of the banks in the United States are the worst actors and are some of the worst influences in out of all the companies. So I think that there's certainly a huge opportunity for you right now. And this is fascinating that you launched Buddy Bank and that you were leading the innovation department at these massive banks outside of the United States. So walk me through exactly how you're working and the things you're doing to actually humanize this.
So starting with what I shared, we decided to play this new act that we like to call bank, but actually is more than that. Using, of course, the best technology we have and we can use, but without promoting the technology side of it. So what's happening in Bella, just after, it's December 10th today, like just after, I don't know, 10 days, exactly 10 days, there is already a community of people that are doing things for each other. We wanted to promote Bella, indeed is Bella Loves Me, the tagline, to let our members feel at home when they bank with us. And this is not a marketing statement. This is exactly what is happening. I give you a couple of examples and it's very connected with what I was trying to say before. Putting people before profit means doing for our members what I would do for my family and you would do for your family or for your best friend. When they call you and they need you for something, you don't follow processes. You just follow what you think is right in order to help them, to support them. to do the right thing, again, as a human level. Of course, again, trying to avoid risk, respecting the rules, and try to identify the customer. Everything is 100% compliant, but we cannot hide ourselves behind the rules and regulations using that excuse to have a very, very bad service. So with Bella, we started with this idea of injecting love, beauty, and tenderness into the banking industry instead of technology, just technology, because technology is an enabler of something, but we need experiences, we need values. And the idea was to create a community of people that matches our values, basically. So tolerance, quality, diversity. And we started this teasing phase before we launched. We started the teasing phase and we opened a waiting list on October 13th, I think. Well, yeah. And we started to see, with very basic advertising, we had some videos of me saying what we are going to do with Bella and some branding stuff. And we started to get thousands of people, George, thousands of people on our wait list. And I was surprised because it was, to me, I was not used to those numbers. And 80% actually women. And women, like with that range, like I like to call 25, 44 years young. And this is, and the rest, a lot of LGBTQ community people, and some men as well. And this audience was very, very active. And we saw immediately in our social media, our Instagram page. And then we launched and the magic happened. And we have now people that cannot wait to receive the Bella debit card, cannot wait to be part of the community. And and so we did it, and we are very excited about what we are seeing and what is actually is public. So you can see it. If you jump on our Instagram account, bellaloves.me, you can see the reaction and what they comment and why they are so excited. And so this is, we feel good. We're just at the beginning, so we want to be very conservative. We are not celebrating anything, but we see that there is something different here. We see that there is a very active group of people that they want to make the world a better place, starting from this little thing. So choosing brands not for the interest rate or not because you open an account in 5 seconds or 5 minutes or in 3 steps, but just because you feel that you are very connected with what a brand is doing. And in this case, what we are trying to do is exactly this thing.
Nice. Well, everything you just described sounds wonderful. The values of tolerance, quality, and diversity, and putting people before profits. And certainly when a good friend or a family member reaches out to me and says, oh my gosh, my car broke down. Can you help? Or I need whatever. I need help moving a sofa, whatever that might be. You certainly do then go to your community for help or you know, I suppose help. So can you give me some examples of how that is playing in, like how it's actually working and how you really see it working?
Sure. So let's start from the basics. So this is something that everyone should do, not only the banking industry. And then we go with the rock and roll stuff, but let's start from the basics. So we already have, I think, the banking service with one of the best, if not the best, let me say, but one of the best customer support ever existed. Why? First, we are available 24/7. Second, via messaging. It means we don't like to do phone calls anymore. We don't like to receive phone calls anymore. We just like to message our friends via and Skype, via WhatsApp, via iMessage. And we like to do this asynchronous communication. This is in our DNA. This is the future. The phone was the past. So at Bella, you can message us 24/7 and we are there in our, the Bella squad, which is our, let me say, old style customer support team, but we are not old style. We are very new style and very innovative. The Bella Squad is ready to do for our members what they would do for their best friends, exactly as I said before. And we are there, and we are not hiding ourselves behind what we could do or what we cannot do. Of course, as I said at the beginning, we're not a charity. We're not that send us a message like, hey, I need this and send me money. And this is not how it works. But we are there for help, to help for real. No, we're not there just because we want to provide you a typical customer support. The Bella Squad, this is how they like to call themselves, are ready to do the extra mile for our members. And then we are very active. We are working like crazy, actually. We had also this idea of putting my phone number on our website so you can text me. And if you go on bellaloves.me and you look for my picture somewhere, you find it. Text, like a message, a telephone number, and you can text me, and I personally answer. So I, at the beginning, I thought, okay, let's do it, and now this line is very active, and fortunately, I can manage this in a synchronous way. So I dedicate a couple of hours a day, but we didn't expect this traffic, so now I have a problem, but beside jokes, it's very important to me to be here and get in contact with the real members. If they have a problem, I'm here to solve. I can put them in contact with the team in the best way. I don't want to do customer support because it's not my role, but I want to hear what is working and what is not. I want to be there. I want to have a tangible like feeling of what's happening within our community. And things are doing good. Of course, we just launched. We had a lot of people coming in the first week. We fixed a lot of stuff already in the onboarding experience, especially. And we have thousands of happy customers that are using Bella. But what is the rock and roll part that I cannot wait to describe you and our audience today, George? When we say we are injecting love, beauty, and tenderness in the banking industry, it's not just because we are there to serve our members in the best way we can, but also we created something fun within the experience. So let me mention the two things that are most like successful things in Bella that are still already happening. First, the surprise cashback. So we decided to do a crazy thing. Instead of spending millions of dollars in advertising, because you need to let people know that you as a brand exist. So you need to spend money on Google and Facebook, and we will do it. We are doing it. But the idea was, why instead of spending those money on advertising, we give those budget back to our members in a certain way. And we invented one way, pretty cool. And because in any case, you need to spend money to advertise your brand. But let's try to see if giving those money back to our members, we could activate a word of mouth, a kind of virality that can give us the numbers that we need to survive, to be sustainable as a company, but in a new way. So basically, every time you swipe your Bella card, you could randomly get from 5 to 200% real-time money back into your checking account, which is pretty crazy.
Nice.
And actually, it happens also to me. Indeed, I'm trying to do not use a lot of my Bella card because I feel bad if it happens to me. We invented this. But customer, if you see what is happening, and then in the app, every time you open your app, there is a little heart that does like a sound and a heartbeat. You feel it in your hand. And if you click on their heart, you see the feed. And you see everything is happening. So I don't know. If I open this now, let me open. If I can, I can read it like live what is happening. But there is basically you hear the sound. I don't know if you heard
yep,
it, but this
I
is
do.
This is something that happened now. If I click on this heart, and we invented this Bella Loves Me Index, which is an index. It's not Nasdaq and things that goes up and down. You feel depressed or happy. Bella Index is based on love, an act of love and kindness. So here, for example, Colton received a Bella surprise. Susan received a Bella surprise. With time, Taylor is for privacy reason, there is only a name. So we don't know which kind of surprise. But maybe these people got even 200% cash back when they buy a coffee or could be a flight ticket, could be everything they need. And so this is the first thing. But you know what, George, the most successful feature, that this is what made me so happy, is the Karma account. This is a crazy thing. And this is a tradition that we started in Italy many years ago. Basically, in Italy, we have this tradition called caffè sospeso. It means suspended coffee. We basically, it's a paid forward thing. In Naples, which is a city in the southern part of Italy, you could go in a coffee to get to drink a coffee, to get a coffee, and you pay for two coffees and you drink one and you leave the other prepaid for another customer that you don't know. Maybe a person that doesn't have money to buy that coffee, but is already prepaid for you. This started as a kind of ceremonial for good luck, this kind of thing. And we said, okay, why don't we put something within our experience that allow people to do this? You know what? This is the most successful thing that is happening now at Bella. Basically, you have a portion of your checking account that we call Karma account, where you can put up to $20, because we wanted to start with $20. And you could randomly pick other Bella members' small expenses without knowing them. So imagine that you and I, we don't know each other. We are both Bella members. I go and buy my coffee here this morning, and I receive a message saying, hey, George just paid for your coffee for no reason, just to share some love. And I can send you a thank you back. We put their unicorn like balloons and this kind of very, and you will receive this message from me that you don't know me, with like this thank you, like thank you just because you, for your generosity. And there are small amounts of money that, because you cannot pay for my new iPhone, but maybe for a cup of coffee, nothing changed into your personal balance sheet, but you will feel good just because you did a random act of love. You know that there is all this chemical thing that's happening when we do good things. And without like telling like stories and what we are doing, if you look after this, just take a look at our Instagram account. There is a beautiful story happened yesterday. Actually, that yesterday was a pretty tough day, very intense, but yesterday night this happened, and I went to sleep and I slept like a baby. Basically, a member was very, very excited to get his or Bella card. Basically, he was saying like, I can't deposit money until January or something like this. And another Bella members replies saying, okay, give me your Bella ID. I'm going to send you some money so you can start using Bella. And can you imagine this? You ever see something like this in a regular banking experience, where people that they don't know each other, they help others just to start using something for no reason and just to share some love? So this is the magic that is happening at Bella. The community of good human beings, they feel good helping others and they want to make the world a better place.
I love it. That's totally awesome. So I think that's love and kindness, Karma account. I think that's just one of the coolest things in the world when somebody buys your coffee or you buy the next couple of people in line of coffee, and to be able to do that at a huge scale is super cool. So congratulations, Angelo. I love it. Well, Angelo, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference-making tip. Let's see. Very, very... very interesting. Look, my life is entire based on different making things. So I don't know if our tips or not, but what I used to do, I used to, as we are building Bella the same way, I used to follow my instinct instead of just data. So if there are people out there that are trying to start something new, my advice there is to, of course, being humble, because nobody is Steve Jobs, being humble, being very curious, trying to learn, but then follow your instinct. And one thing that I think is kind of stopping a lot of very good new ideas are all these studies and analysis that you do before doing something for yourself, for your company you want to launch, for your business. And even in a big company, you can have this kind of mindset. Trying to take the risk to follow your gut, your instinct, what you think is right. Maybe you fail, but maybe not. With Bella, for example, and we did the same with Buddy. We did feasibility study for the sustainability of the project overall, but we didn't ask people out there, oh, would you ever open an account with a bank called Bella? You prefer Bella, you prefer like Bello. You like Bella Loves Me? Or that's not how it works. We just followed what we thought was right to create something new. We followed our human animal instinct. So believe in your animal instinct. We have eyes, we have ears. We are animals. We are not elevated humans. We are just animals. So follow that. Follow your smell. Follow what you think is right. And you never go wrong. And this is going to be probably the key for your success.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Angelo, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they sign up for Bella? How can they become part of the community?
So my best advice is jump on our website, bellaloves.me. You have a lot of information. There are the links to download the Android on iPhone app. There is my text message number, so if you can text me if you want, or in my LinkedIn account, you find me and I will be happy to answer. And I really enjoyed this time with you, George.
Yeah, likewise. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Angelo your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Bella Loves Me or bellaloves.me, BellaLoves.me. Shoot Angelo a text message, follow them on Instagram, and learn about this super cool new community. Thanks again, Angelo.
Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.